batting seventh, Zane Montez. Eighth will be Evan Hoover, and ninth will be Max Magnus. So foul tip on the first pitch, now swing and miss for strike two, as Dylan Elam ahead of Callaway Smith here early in this one, 0-2. And now here's a hard ground ball to third base. Caden Miller will glove it, fires over, one bouncer into the glove of Keegan Schultz on that nice pick at first base. And Altamont will retire the leadoff batter, Callaway Smith, on the 5-3 ground out. So with one out for the Cougars, here is Trevin Sidwell to the plate for South Central. Pitch from Elam is going to be called ball one. So far, four pitches today from Elam, and that is his first ball. Now this one is going to be fouled, backing out of play, as the count moves to 1-1 on Sidwell. So 1-1 the count on Trevin Sidwell. The pitch from Elam will miss high with this one. Nice snag there by the catcher, Stimke, as the count moves to 2-1. One out here in this top of the first inning between, in this sectional matchup, sectional championship matchup between Altamont and South Central. Next pitch is going to be inside, and that's going to catch Sidwell, so it is going to be a hit-by-pitch as Sidwell becomes the South Central Cougars' first base runner here on the day. The South Central with their first base runner with one out, and here is the number three hitter, Colton Smith, at the plate for South Central. Pitch from Elam will miss high for ball one. Sidwell off to a big lead out there at first. No check from Elam. As he comes set, fires to the plate. There's a ground ball to shortstop Millville Gloves. Tosses over to Berg at second to get the out at second. On to first for the pick, and it will be a double play as Altamont will allow a base runner and then get out of the inning on the 6-4-3 double play. So it is three up. And nothing hurt for Altamont in the first inning. So now South Central will head out to the field. Altamont gets their first at-bat in the sectional championship matchup between, again, the Altamont Indians and South Central here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Engel Brothers Ford in Farina treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. They know that you have high expectations, and as a car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Engel Brothers Ford in Farina encourages you to browse their online inventory, EngelBrothersInc.com, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. That's Engel.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother of pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith Jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
No score yet. Midway through the first inning here in the sectional championship between Altamont and South Central. As South Central hits the field for the first time, taking a look at their lineup, it is going to be Callaway Smith on the mound. His battery mate, as always, is Maddox Robb, as he will be the catcher behind the plate today. Over at first, it is Colton Smith. At second base, Evan Hoover. At third base today is Trevin Sidwell. The shortstop is Zane Montez. And around the outfield, Max Magnus is in left field. Center field is Seth Jones. And Brody Markley is patrolling right field today. For the Altamont Indians, Caden Davis leading things off. And he will take this first pitch high inside for ball one. So it's Caden Davis, Dylan Elam, Nate Stimke, Keegan Schultz, batting fifth, will be the DH, Ethan Robbins, and then Caden Miller, Clayton Arnold, Eli Miller, Cade Millville, rounding out the batting order for the Indians here today, as Davis will take strike one. So the count is one ball and one strike. Next pitch from Smith. It's going to be a line drive center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. So the leadoff hitter for Altamont, Caden Davis, is aboard with a single to center field. And that is going to bring in Dylan Elam. Taking a look at scores from around 1A today. Father McGivney is on into the Super Sectionals as they beat Greenfield today 4-0. East Dubuque beat Forreston 4-3. Jacksonville Root beat Delavan 12-0. So three of the Elite Eight teams are already decided. And we'll have another one here in front of us decided over the next couple of hours. Elam will take the first pitch he sees high inside, four ball, so the count is one ball and no strikes. Smith takes a look at the runner, Davis at first. Now he's going to try and pick him off. Davis back in there safely. Smith back on the mound for the Cougars. Comes set. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss for strike one. So it is one ball and one strike on Altamont senior pitcher Dylan Elam. Jim Smith look over at Davis at first. Now fires over. Davis back in there safely once again. Again, no outs yet here. Bottom of the first inning. No score in this sectional championship game between Altamont and South Central. Callaway Smith on the mound for South Central. Dylan Elam at the plate for Altamont, and Elam going to take that one at the knees for called strike two. So the count is one ball, two strikes on Dylan Elam. Callaway Smith on the mound comes set. He's going to check on over at first. Davis once again sliding back in there safely. Pitching from the stretch, here is the next offering from Smith. And that's going to be a hard grounder. That's going to get in between the first and second baseman. It's in the short right field. And chugging around to third is Davis. He'll be sliding in there safely. And it is going to be a single for Dylan Elam. So back-to-back hits to start things off for the Indians here in this one. And that's going to put runners at the corners for Nate Stimke. Aiden McManaway, the courtesy runner, going to come in for Dylan Elam. Nate Stimke coming in late. Stops on his way there. Dylan Elam coming in. And Elam letting Stimke know what he saw up there at the plate from Callaway Smith. And now Stimke will step in. Again, runners are at the corners for Altamont. They're threatening here early with no out. First pitch Stimke sees, he will foul back and out of play for strike one. Coming into today, these two teams know they're two of the top 16 teams here in Class 1A, and only one of them is going to come out as being in the top eight, as Smith will check on the runner McManaway at first, and McManaway dives back in there safely. Again, from the stretch, Callaway Smith, he's going to come set and then fire over to first. Another check on McManaway, as we've seen Smith pretty bothered by the runners at first here early on by Altamont. And runners are at the corners with Nate Stimke at the plate for the Indians. And now Stimke, a hard ground ball to third base. Tidwell going to come home. Making the tag at home is Maddox Robb. So Nate Stimke will be aboard on the fielder's choice. And it is going to be 5-2 for out number one of the inning. Dylan Elam does advance to second on that play. So now instead of runners at the corners, South Central will save that run. And Altamont has got runners at first and second with one out here in the bottom of the first inning. That brings Keegan Schultz to the plate for the Indians. And now we're going to have another courtesy runner. Here's Justin Maglitz coming in for the catcher, Nate Stimke. So it's courtesy runner McManaway at second for. He came in to run for the pitcher, Dylan Elam, and now Justin Maglitz on the bag at first as he's running for the catcher, Nate Stimke. Again, we've got no score yet here with one out in the bottom of the first inning in this sectional matchup, sectional championship matchup between Altamont and South Central. Of course, I want to give a big thank you to our signature sponsors here today, Rogers Appliance in Altamont, Hosek Motors in Vandalia. Good trucking in Elman. Now here's a long shot by Schultz, and it's going to be deep to right field. Going back, Brody Markley will make the catch, advancing the third on the tag-up. Is going to be McManaway. And Maglitz will stay put at first for the Indians on the flyout. So Altamont now with the runners at the corners with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Ethan Robbins at the plate now, the designated hitter for the Indians. He is batting for the second baseman, Riley Berg. Robbins, the lefty in the lineup at the plate for the Indians. Smith from the stretch. Check on over at Maglitz at first, who's back in there safely. there's going to be a strike on Robin as he starts off this at bat behind. Calloway Smith getting ahead of Robin's here. I'm set. His next pitch to the plate is going to be a swing and a miss for strike two. Calloway Smith has got himself well ahead here in the count. No balls, two strikes. With two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. And Altamont runners are at the corners. So Calloway Smith trying to get out of this one unscathed after giving up a few hits here early. Smith checks the runner at third. Taking his time here. Now comes to the plate. And it's going to be a swing and a miss for strike three. So Altamont is going to get a couple of singles and a fielder's choice. But nothing will get across for the Indians as we stay without a score here after the end of one inning. Again, this is a sectional championship between the Altamont Indians and South Central Cougars. You're listening to Baseball Action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com.
Pagel Funeral Home has been helping families deal with the loss of their loved ones for many years. Pagel Funeral Home has locations in St. Elmo, Edgewood, Watson, and St. Peter. They offer a range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes and requirements. You can count on them to help you plan a personal, lasting tribute to your loved one, and they'll carefully guide you through the many decisions that must be made during this challenging time. You can visit them online at pagelfuneralhome.com. That's pagelfuneralhome.com for Pagel Funeral Home, with locations in St. Elmo, Edgewood, Watson, and St. Peter.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Contact Shelter Insurance agent Kerry Mills in Vandalia at 618-283-2842.
Dylan Elam back to work on the mound, and after getting a 1-1 count, here is a line drive to left center field by Maddox Robb, the leadoff batter of this inning for the Cougars. As he took strike one and then took the next pitch he saw high and tight for ball one, and then again with that 1-1 count, drove it to left center field for the first base hit of the game for the Cougars. And now we are going to have a courtesy runner coming in for catcher. That is going to be the freshman Luke Shoemate. And the run for the Cougars at first. So with no outs and a runner at first for the Cougars, here is the DH for today, Cohen West. He is batting for the center fielder, Seth Jones. Now Elam going to work from the stretch for the second time today. First pitch, just a bit high. Ball one. Even working pretty quick here today in this game. Now he's going to check on over at the runner at first. And Shoemate will get back in there safely. Count is one ball, no strikes here on Cohen West. Pitch from Elam. It's going to be taken right down Broadway for strike one. So count moves to one ball and one strike. Shoemate off to his lead at first. And Cohen West at the plate. Pitch from Elam is going to miss low for ball two. So it is two balls and one strike here on Cohen West. Elam going to check on over at the runner. First, the ball is going to get away from Schultz. Shoemate looking to advance. Schultz will get to the ball and fires at the second. Not in time, though, as Shoemate will advance to second. Now, quick time as the umpire going to brush off second base there after the slide in by Shoemate. Now signals that we are ready to go again. Of course, sectional championship, so we've actually got three umpires on the field. Home plate, two behind the base, and now here is a grounder. Going to be called fair down the third baseline by West. West is going to make it in there safely. Shoemate up to third. As that was a tapper, and Caden Miller had to go a long way, and it bounced and went right over the bag, and Den was kind of leading him into foul territory, had to make a big throw over, and it didn't get there in time as West is in there safely. And Shoemate up to third, so runners are at the corners for the Cougars with no outs here in the top of the second inning. Here is Brody Markley at the plate for the Cougars. He will take the first pitch he sees for ball one. Cohen West off to his lead at first. She made it third. Now this one's going to be fouled back and out of play by Markley as count moves to one ball and one strike. Elon comes set on the mound. Next pitch is going to be high, and that's going to be ball two. Two balls and one strike here on the Cougars right fielder, Brody Markley. Dylan Elam, his second inning of work on the mound for Indians, tries to jam it inside. Slow roller to Caden Miller. Glove fires over to first. He gets the out there. And South Central unable to get any run across on that one, as Shoemate stays put on that slow roller. Cohen West does move up to second, so now two runners are in scoring position for the Cougars after the Indians got their first out of the inning. So here is Zane Montez. Montez will take that one right on the inside corner for strike one. Nice placement there by Elam, as we've seen him start to try and jam the batters inside here a little bit after missing high early. Next pitch from Elam. Goes a little off speed there, and looked like it had a chance, but then it dropped too much out of the zone by the time it got to the plate. So the count is one ball and one strike. And one out here in the top of the second inning. No score yet in this one between Altamont and South Central. Next pitch is going to miss for ball two. So two balls and one strike here on Zane Montez. In South Central, two runners in scoring position at second and third with one out. Dylan Elam's pitch is going to be a line drive down into right field. One run is going to score. Cohen West will hold up at third base. And South Central is going to get themselves on the board here first in this one on the RBI single to right field by Zane Montez. South Central scores first here in this one. They've got runners at corners now with one out, and here is Evan Hoover, South Central second baseman, for his first at bat, and he's going to show bunt, and he'll pull back and take that for strike one. So Elam's ahead of Hoover here in the count. No balls, one strike. Next pitch from Elam. Hoover again showing bunt on that one, and started to come in a little high. Couldn't pull back in time. Tips off the bat and back to the screen, and now Hoover finds himself in an 0-2 hole. No balls and two strikes here on Hoover. And Zane Montez is over at first. Cohen West is on third for the Cougars. And they now hold a 1-0 lead over Altamont here in the top of the second inning. Pitch from Elam. It's going to miss just outside. That's going to be ball one. Count is one ball, two strikes on Hoover. Elam gets signed, nods in and approval. Next pitch to the plate. And that is going to be a called strike three, as Hoover frozen there in that one. That's going to be the second out of the inning. So we are down to the number nine hitter for South Central. And that is going to be Max Magnus. Senior left fielder for South Central at the plate now. He will take first pitch for a call. Strike one. And runner still at the corners for South Central here with Max Magnus at the plate. Two outs here in the top of the second. Now Magnus looking to show bunt, and then that one's going to ride in on him. And they're calling it a foul ball, and Magnus stating his case to the umpire. Now the umpire is going to bring in the base umps to confer on that. It looks like Magnus was offering, and then it rode in, and with my headset on, it's hard to tell if it got off the bat or what it got off of. I think Magnus is saying it got off of his hand. The umpire looked like what he was saying was that it went off the bat. So three umpires are conferring here in this one, and we'll see what their determination is. And the umpires agree that it was a foul tip. So instead of being at first, like Magnus thought he was going to be doing, instead the umpires are going to keep him right there at the plate with an 0-2 count, calling that one a foul tip off the back on that offered bunt. That's what we've seen Elam do to the right-handed batters. He's jamming them inside, and now he's just jamming Magnus inside, and now he'll miss high for ball one on this one, and Montez is going to move up to second. Defensive indifference on that one, so now two runners in scoring position for the Cougars. Next pitch to Magnus is going to miss low and outside. So the count moves to 2-2 here on Magnus. 2-2 the count on Max Magnus. Again, runners at second and third for the Cougars. Two outs here in the inning. And now here is a swing and a miss. And that is going to be strike three and the third out of the inning, as Dylan Elam will get two strikeouts in the inning. But South Central puts the first run of the game across to take a 1-0 lead over Altamont at the end of the second inning. We will take a break, come back. We'll have the third inning for you here, as we'll have more baseball action from this sectional championship game here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with's children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them, and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
No matter what kind of event you've got coming up, Deb's Catering is the call to make. Deb's Catering in Altamont can cater your next event. You can give them a call at 618-483-3777. That's 483-3777. You can also visit them online at debscatering.net, or you can check them out on Facebook. They cater all kinds of events. So for that next event, the call to make is Deb's Catering. That's Deb's Catering in Altamont.
One nothing, South Central leading Altamont as we start this bottom of the second inning in this sectional championship game. And it is going to be Caden Miller, Clayton Arnold, and Eli Miller up to bat for the Indians. And Caden Miller will take the first pitch he sees for ball one. And now this one is going to be taken for called strike one. So it is a one ball, one strike count. Callaway Smith back to work on the mound for the Cougars. Next pitch in, swing and miss, as Smith got Miller swinging at that low and away pitch. And so the count is one ball and two strikes. Smith gets his sign. Next pitch on the way. And it's going to be a foul tip, so Miller will stay alive at the plate with a count of 1-2. Next pitch on the way from Smith. And Miller hits ground on a ground ball. The shortstop, Zane Montez, will glove, fires over to second, and it's going to have to be corralled. Fires over to first, going to have to be corralled by Colton Smith, and he does in time. And so it is going to be 6-3 on the ground out, and out number one for the Indians. That will bring our number seven batter to the plate. That is number one, Clayton Arnold, the right fielder for the Indians. So one out, nobody aboard for Altamont here. Clayton Arnold at the plate, takes first pitch he sees for strike one. Steps back in, Smith getting his sign, now ready to deliver to the plate, and this one's going to hit Arnold. So it is going to be a hit by pitch, and Altamont will have a runner aboard with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. So that is going to bring the number eight hitter, Eli Miller, to the plate. Miller, the left fielder for the Indians. Another one of the seniors, a big crew of seniors here on this Indians team. Smith from the stretch. We'll check on the runner over at first Arnold back in there safely. He's already seen it quite a few times. Smith checking on the runners at first a lot this game. He's bothered by the ultimate runners that have gotten on at first. Now his pitch to the plate is going to be tapped foul by Miller. So the count is going to be no balls and one strike. In South Central scoring in the top of the inning, so they do hold a 1-0 lead over Altamont here. Altamont looking to even things up here in the bottom of the second inning. Runner over at first with one out. Again, Smith check on the runner over at first, and Arnold will dive back in there safely. And the winner of this game will move on to the Super Sectional, and that will be at SIU Carbondale at 10 a.m. on Monday, taking on the winner of Hardin County and Waltonville. Check down the runner. Rob, the catcher, fires down to first, and Colton Smith, nice job to elevate there. That throw high for Rob, and Smith will elevate, comes down with it, and keeps that one from going into right field as the Altamont runner back in there safely. So it is a 1-1 count here on Eli Miller. Cade Millville waits on deck. He is the number 9 batter for the Indians. Another check over to first by Smith, and again, Arnold is back in there safely. One ball, one strike here on Eli Miller. Next pitch from Smith to the plate. He's going to miss high and inside. And that is going to be ball two. So it is two balls and a strike here on Miller. We'll get a sign from Coach Clayton Wolf, coaching third now instead of Coach Witt. And next pitch to Miller, swing and a miss, strike two. That is two balls and two strike count now on Miller. So something we saw Altamont switch to late in the season is head coach Alan Witt used to be the third base coach. Now he's got Clayton Wolf at third. He's more in a kind of a Major League Baseball manager position. He can coach from the dugout. And that next pitch is going to be taken. That's going to be ball three, so it is a full count. So one thing for sure, when you get these two teams together, you've got two of the best coaches in the area here in Coach Alan Witt and Coach Kurt Jones. Longtime coaches, both very successful coaches for these two teams. Check on the runner over first, and Arnold again back in there safely. Count is full on Miller. Smith comes set, checks over shoulder to runner, now he's going to step off. As I said, we had several checkovers at first by Smith, trying to keep the runners honest over there at first. Comes into the plate here, is a full count, and that's taken high and inside. That is going to be ball four, and Altamont will have two runners aboard as Eli Miller will draw the walk. So after getting the ground out to start the inning with the leadoff batter, Smith has hit a batter and then walked one. So with runners at first and second, here's the number 9 batter, a shortstop, Cade Millville. Pitch from Smith is going to miss high, and that is going to be ball one. So Millville gets himself ahead here in the count early. One ball, no strike. Then runners are at first and second. Altamont looking to even things up or hopefully take the lead here in this one if plans go their way after South Central took the 1-0 lead in the top of the inning. And that one is going to be taken, and say it caught the top of the zone for strike one. So it is one ball, one strike count. Smith on the mound will step off, fakes the throw to second as Arnold dives back in there safely. And now he comes set again. In one out here in this bottom of the second inning, Altamont with runners at first and second, and this next pitch is going to be fouled off after the screen by Millville, and the count moves to one ball, two strikes. On deck is the top of the order, Caden Davis. Due up next for the Indians. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch to Millville, and he's just going to have to adjust and poke that one out to right field. Runner's going to come around third, and Altamont is going to tie this one up with one run across. as Arnold will dive in there safely, and it's going to be an RBI single for Cade Millville. And Altamont has tied this one up, and they have still got runners at the corners here in this one. After the RBI single from Millville. So Arnold will score from second. Miller will advance around to third, and Millville is aboard at first base. That's going to bring South Central coach Kurt Jones out of the dugout for a brief meeting at the mound. And while Coach Jones taking his meeting, again, we just want to thank our signature sponsors of our broadcast here today, being brought to you by Rogers Appliance in Altamont, Hosek Motors in Vandalia, Disc Trucking in Alma, Riedel Law Office in Vandalia, Engle Brothers Ford and Fry, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Pagel Funeral Homes, Shelter Insurance Agent Carrie Mills, Bank of Hillsboro, Deb's Catering, and ProMark. So a big thank you to our signature sponsors here today of this sectional championship broadcast between the Altamont Indians and the South Central Cougars. Again, the winner of this game moves on to the Super Sectional to take on either Hardin County or Waltonville. And that Super Sectional game will be at 10 a.m. on Monday. So we know regardless that we are going to have an I-70 sports area team down there. So we will have the broadcast of that game coming up for you at 10 a.m. on Monday from FIU Carbondale. It's just going to depend on, you know, we will have the broadcast regardless. We're just waiting to see which of our area teams we will have down there competing. So meeting on the mound is over. Back to work is Smith. Stepping in is Davis. First pitch he sees will be taken. 4-1. And runners are at first and third for the Indians with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Tie game now after that RBI single from Millville brought the Indians' first run in. Smith comes set. Pitch to the plate. This is going to be a high fly ball, pop fly on the infield. Colton Smith is going to settle underneath it and will make the grab for the second out of the inning. So runners will stay put at first and second for the Indians. And now with two outs, here is Dylan Elam. He had a single to right field back in his first at-bat in the first inning. And Cade Millville, the runner at first. Eli Miller, the runner over at third. Callaway Smith from the stretch. This one's going to be taken high and inside. That's ball one. One ball, no strikes the count here on Elam. Smith working from the stretch comes set. Takes a long look in. Takes a really, really long look in, and now I'm just going to call time as I'm getting a little bit of Bronx cheer from the fans here. We're seeing a very, very different style from these two pitchers. Dylan Elam is one that he likes to work pretty quick. He works hard. He works fast. And Callaway Smith is more of a slow-down pitcher. He takes his time. A lot of checks over at the runners at first. And next pitch from Smith is going to be taken. That's going to be ball two. It's a big difference between the two starting pitchers here in this one today. Next pitch from Smith is going to miss high for ball three. So Dylan Elam fully in control of this at bat here with a count of three balls and no strikes. In Millville at first, Miller over at third. Check over on Millville at first. He dives back in safely. Now Smith going to check on. Just kind of lobs it over at third baseman. Third baseman not even holding the runner on at third. And now Smith back on the mound ready to go. In three balls, no strikes. The count here on Elam. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Tied ball game, 1-1, and here is going to be a swing and a miss for strike one. As count moves to three balls and one strike. Next pitch from Smith on the way, and Elam's going to drive this one deep. It's going to be in left center field, drifting over to make the catch. It's going to be Seth Jones, and South Central going to get out of the inning as they will strain two of the Altamont runners aboard after that catch made on the deep drive to left center field. But again, Altamont able to get one run across on the RBI single from Millville. Tie this one up at 1-1. Take a break. When we come back, we will have the third inning for you here. You're listening to sectional championship baseball action on 107.1 FM WKRV. streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
When you want to make your business stand out, the call to make is ProMark. ProMark offers a variety of services such as logo design, marketing packages, branded apparel, and promotional products. They'll help you find a cost-effective way to market and promote your business with customer promotional items that speak to your customers and your clients. Just give them a call, 618-483-6025. At 618-483-6025 or visit them online, promarkadv.com. That's ProMark in Altamont.
Nutrien Ag Solutions of St. Peter provides fertilizer, limestone, grain hauling, chemicals, and custom application. Give them a call at 349-8353. That's 349-8353. That's Nutrien Ag Solutions in St. Peter.
We are all tied up here at one apiece as we get ready to start the top of the third inning here in this one. It is going to be the top of the order due up for the South Central Cougars, and Dylan Elam back to work on the mound for his third inning. And so far today, Elam, two innings of work, has given up three hits, one hit by pitch, and two strikeouts. As he faces Callaway Smith Ford the second time to start off this third inning. First pitch is going to miss, 4-1. Smith 0-1 with a ground out. Back in the first inning, next pitch, swing, and a miss. 4-1. So the count is 1-1 here on Callaway Smith. Elam and two the windup, and going to just miss with this one. Looks like it must have been in five. That was right at the knees. And it will be ball two. It's a 2-1 count. Now there's a swing and a miss, 4-2. The count moves two. 2-2. Trevin Sidwell awaits on deck for the Cougars. Here's the next pitch. To Smith, grounder. To shortstop. That is Millville. Fires over to first to Schultz for the out. So it is going to be 6-3 ground out for Callaway Smith. That is going to bring in Trevin Sidwell for the Cougars. Colton Smith awaits on deck. Trevin Sidwell was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat in the first inning. And then he was part of the inning-ending double play that was turned by the Indians. First pitch from Elam is going to be taken down the middle for 1. So Elam ahead of Sidwell here in this count. 0-1 start things off. And now here's a deep drive to left field. Eli Miller is going to go back, trying to make the catch on the run, goes off of his glove. And Sidwell is going to be aboard with one out for the Cougars. It's a shot to left center field, and Eli Miller had to move over quickly on that one. Really had to range to his left. That was a hard hit line drive, and looked like he was going to get there in time. Just had to reach out, and it went off of his glove. And it is a single for Trevin Sidwell. And now here is a tapper down the third baseline for Colton Smith. And it's going to be fielded by Caden Miller. Makes a throw over to Keaton Schultz in time for the 5-3 ground out. So it is 2 outs now in the inning. And Sidwell was able to advance to second base on that ground out. So with Maddox Robb at the plate now, here is Elam coming set and fires to the plate. It's going to be taken 4-1. So again, South Central has Trevin Sidwell at second with 2 outs here in the top of the third inning, game tied up 1-1. Dylan Elam on the mound for the Indians again, working his third inning. He's going to miss low for this one, and that'll be 1. So 1-1. Elam checking on the runner, Sidwell at second. Millville playing over, not really holding them on with those 2 outs. And the next pitch to Rob is going to be fouled back to the screen. That count moves to 1-2. Rob had the first base hit of the game for South Central back in the second inning. as he hit a single to left field, advanced to second on an error, and then came around to score on the RBI single by Montez. Next pitch from Elam on the way. Going to be found backing out of play. And it sounded like that got a car. Kind of sounds like that just went through someone's back window from the talk I'm hearing. So, of course, you get in these situations, you just hope that you park somewhere that they're going to miss you. And now here is a called strike three, and Nate Simke is going to throw on down to first as felt like he dropped out enough, I guess, and throws down to first for the out. So one on, but nothing hurt for Altamont as they hold South Central scoreless. And South Central, after getting three hits in last inning, only able to get one this inning as they're held scoreless. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will have more baseball action for you here from the sectional championship game between Altamont and South Central. As we are tied up, getting ready to head to the bottom of the third inning, you're listening to Baseball Action here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com.
There's a checking account designed with you in mind at the First State Bank of St. Peter. Everyone has different needs when it comes to managing their money. That's why they offer a variety of checking accounts with different features and benefits. They have checking accounts for individuals, families, businesses, and various organizations. They also offer checking accounts that earn interest. If you'd like to open a checking account, stop in and see them. The First State Bank of St. Peter, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Reekman Brothers John Deere in Farina is a proud supporter of South Central Cougar Athletics. Reekman Brothers has served the area for almost 100 years, and they pride themselves on offering exceptional service, having a large on-hand inventory of parts, and putting their customers first. For all your agriculture and lawn care needs, visit Reekman Brothers John Deere, 249 John Deere Road in Farina.
As we get started with bottom of the third inning, and it is going to be the 3-4-5 hitters for Altamont. First pitch he sees. Simke trying to bunt it down the third baseline, and it rolls just barely foul. It really slowed down in the grass and just barely went foul, or it was picked up by South Central. So Simke will jog back to the plate, and we'll have an 0-1 count waiting on him. Callaway Smith back to work on the mound for South Central, his third inning of work. So far, Hayes went two innings, giving up one run on three hits, and has recorded one strikeout today. Next pitch is going to be a ball. His count moves to 1-1-1. So you would think, as many baseball and softball games I've been to, broadcast, watching, coaching, you'd think I would have seen more foul balls get cars and windshields and back glasses, but no, I think this is the first one in many years as foul ball in that last inning apparently busted through the back window of somebody's car out here. So one of the dangers of watching baseball and softball. So we are at a 2-2 count now after that last pitch fouled away. Next one to Simke is going to miss low and outside. That is going to be ball three, so it is a full count on the Indians catcher. So 3-2 here on the leadoff hitter, Nate Simke. And here's going to be a bouncer to third base. Trevin Sidwell will glove it. Fires on to first. Colton Smith, 4. Out number one. So 5-3 on out number one. That is going to bring Keegan Schultz to the plate. He is 0-1 today with a fly out to right field. Trying to see if I can find a score for the Waltonville game. After ball one, Schultz can't hold up on that next one. Really didn't like that pitch. Didn't want to swing, but couldn't hold himself up. But moves to a 1-1-1 count. We'll see if I can eventually find a score of that game here. The next pitch is going to miss well low and outside in the dirt. As count moves 2-1-1. Again, the winner of this game goes to the Super Sectional at SIU Carbondale on Monday at 10 o'clock. And they will play the winner of the sectional championship between Hardin County and Waltonville. Cesar Valier Co-op is being played down in Goreville right now as we speak as well. Next pitch is going to miss 4-3. His count moves 3-1-1 here on Keegan Schultz. Smith looking in for a sign. Takes a deep breath into his delivery. And this pitch is going to miss outside, blown outside for ball four. And Keegan Schultz is aboard with a walk, with one out here in this bottom of the third inning. That is the second walk given up by Smith here in the game. Giving up two walks and also had a hit by pitch. And with one out here, bottom of the third, Altamont with a runner on at first. Here is Ethan Robbins, the DH at the plate for the Indians. And first pitch is going to be taken low and inside, ball one. Robbins 0 for 1 today. He had a strikeout back in the first inning. Smith from the stretch. Fires to the plate. This one's going to be tapped foul by Robbins. As count move to 1-1. Robbins steps back in. Smith adjusts the hat, cracks the neck, puts the glove back on, is ready to go. He checks the runner, now comes set. Next pitch is going to be called on the outside part of the plate for strike two. The count is 1-2 here on Robbins. Next pitch, swing and miss, is going to get away from the catcher, gets back through the wall. And it is going to be a drop third, and Robbins is going to be aboard. Or no, they're going to say that it got away. Well, I don't know what they called it, but they went ahead and called him out. Regardless, here's a drive by Cade Miller, left center field. That's going to get down. Runs going to come around the score. Keegan Schultz around third. Seth Jones, or excuse me, that was Magnus. A little trouble picking that up in left center field, but Miller's going to be held at first, though it is just going to be one run across, and the runner's sticking at first on the RBI. Single by Caden Miller to left center field. So RBI single by Caden Miller. Brings in Keegan Schultz as Altamont takes the lead 2-1 here in this one. The first pitch to Clayton Arnold is going to be taken for called strike one. Miller off to his lead down at first. Smith checked over the shoulder a couple of times, decides to fire to the plate, misses. Iron outside for ball one. So 1-1 to count here with two outs. In this bottom of the third inning, as Altamont has put one run across here in the inning to take a 2-1 lead over South Central. Smith checking over the shoulder at Caden Miller at first. He's pitched to the plate. And on one of that one, checked his swing though and held back. And it's going to be a called strike two. So 1-2 here on Arnold. In two outs here in this bottom of the third. Runner at first for the Indians is Caden Miller. Galloway Smith on the mound working from the stretch. And that's going to bounce in the dirt. Rob picks it up, fires a second, not in time. It's Caden Miller will slide in there head first safely. And it is a stolen base for Caden Miller. So that pitch, that ball made it a 2-2 count. So now the Indians with two outs has got a runner in scoring position out at second base. Game count 2-2 here on Clayton Arnold. Smith checks the runner at second, comes to the plate. He's going to miss low and in the dirt, bounces that one into Rob as count is now full. Three balls and 2 here on Arnold. Then two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Indians lead South Central 2-1 here in this sectional championship game. And now here is a bouncing ground ball. Third baseman Trevin Sidwell will range to his left. Makes the grab, fires over to first to Colton Smith, 4 out, number 3. So it will be 5-3 on the ground down. As Altamont held to just one run in the inning, will strand one runner. But they do take 2-1 lead here in this one. We will take a break. And we'll come back with more baseball action for you here from the South Central sectional championship game between Altamont and host South Central. We'll have that baseball action coming up for you next year on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.